proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we look at another name of God, a compound name using the term El. El Elyon. The adjective Elyon comes from a Hebrew word that meant to go up or to ascend. Some of the time, that word referred to elevated objects. For example, the high gates mentioned in the 15th chapter of the book of 2 Kings. However, the same word was often used as an epithet of God. When employed in that capacity, Elyon indicated God's exalted status. A number of Old Testament speakers utilized the word Elyon when speaking of God. Balaam, in the 24th chapter of the book of Numbers, used Elyon, as well as the terms El and Shaddai. Balaam used the term Elyon as a divine title. Moses employed that same term in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, when he spoke about, quote, when the Most High, Elyon, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, unquote. Even Lucifer, in the 14th chapter of Isaiah, used that title with reference to God. Each of these usages might have reflected the individual speaker's awareness of God's majesty and awesomeness. The word Elyon frequently stood by itself in the Psalms as a title for God. In Psalm 50, for example, Asaph exhorted people to, quote, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Elyon. The 91st Psalm began with these words. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The term Most High here is rendered by the Hebrew word Elyon. The author of Psalm 107 used Elyon in a parallel connection with the noun El, when he wrote that, quote, because they rebelled against the word of God, El, and condemned the counsel of the Most High, Elyon. The compound expression El Elyon first appeared in the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis. It occurred in connection with the benediction offered by Melchizedek, the king of Salem. That individual blessed Abraham as follows, quote, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, El Elyon, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, unquote. The text also noted how Melchizedek was, quote, the priest of the Most High God, El Elyon. Since Abraham gave to Melchizedek one-tenth of the spoil that he, Abraham, had captured, the patriarch must have perceived Melchizedek as a representative of the true God. This corresponded with the assessment offered by the author of Hebrews, who alluded to Melchizedek in the 7th chapter of his book as a, quote, great man, unquote. From this usage, it appeared that the El Elyon, whom Melchizedek served, was not a pagan deity, as some commentators have assumed. Instead, he was a priest of the Most High God, that is to say, the true God. We should remember God as being highly exalted. Isaiah had a vision in the 6th chapter of that book where he saw God in that capacity, high and lifted up. And when he did, he cried out, woe is me, for I am undone. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.